Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here, y'all. Just FYI, a couple of us may be a little bit tired because last night we went out and saw a special movie that just came out this weekend at the time of recording, Weapons. I'm not going to say my thoughts on it just yet, but because that'll be more in the what's hot. But yes, just know, Demetri, did you get some sleep last night?
Very little. That movie kept me up for a while thinking about it.
Dang. I was over here. I slept like a baby.
Perfect. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meach Meets presents
Word City Podcast.
All right. So as you can see from the title, we are having an Avengers draft with superhero season now officially wrapped up for the year. Superman passed by. All the three Marvel movies, Fantastic Four, just wrapped up. With coming out, we've brought on a special friend, our good friend, Maram Jojo, to have an Avengers draft.
What's up, y'all? It's good to be back. It's going to be fun.
All right, dope. So with that, with our drafts, typically we like to have, you know, 3 to 4 people. I'll get more into the rules as we progress in the show. But since it's probably going to get wild, let's hit the people with the legal spiegel.
Oh, yeah, because the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by the respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so we said that this was going to be kind of our mid-season finale. We're going to push it back just one more week. Mid-season finale is next week, where we're going to talk about Death Battle. Meach has a lot of thoughts regarding the recent episodes and other diabolical decisions that have been made with that show. So I will just be a sit-in for the people to listen to that episode. It's going to be a fun one as we wrap up the mid-season of season 5. And then progressing from there, we'll come back when we come back. There's a lot to get into once we get into the fall and winter season, so I'm super excited about that. As Meach mentioned, we saw Weapons last night. It's not even going to be in the what's hot. We have a special freak out geek out segment for it. Without going into spoilers, because we almost did a review of that movie as we were figuring out what to do for this episode, Meach, what were your thoughts on this movie?
Okay, so first of all, the scares, they were scaring. It was a bit tense. I love the mystery of it. One thing I did not realize was just how funny this movie was, to the point where I was cackling at certain parts. I wasn't prepared for it, but I was much, much welcome for it.
Yeah. I really thought it was going to be like more haunting, but it was definitely like elements of it. And you could see that there were aspects of recent horror movies in terms of like a Long Legs with like the main villain. And then also calling back to, the, you know, this was the creator of Barbarian when on the screen and everybody in our theater was wilding out with that. That was really funny, but you could also see callbacks to that. So I really just like loved how it progressed, and then when they let you in on the mystery and just how it devolved from there. So that is one of the best horror movies that I've seen recently. I know we were talking like right after the movie. I technically don't count Sinners as a horror movie. It's just like a vampire genre movie. But at the same time, man, Weapons was one of the best movies of the year, which is why we say when we want original movies, movies like that are exactly why we say that.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, I said like this is a premise that like even just from the trailers and just the teasers alone, like you had no idea what the movie was going to be about.
No.
Which I'm really thankful for, because like, hey, the trailer spoiled nothing, unlike many movies these days.
I mean, the only thing, this is just the trailer, so like if you haven't seen the trailer, then you probably don't even know what movie we're talking about. But like the kids dipping out of the houses, that's the only thing you knew.
Yep, that's all you knew. And they pretty much just, and then they just show it like in the first few seconds of the movie. So you're just like, okay, well, now that that's out the way, what's the rest of this movie going to be about?
Exactly. So I thought it was a really incredibly told movie.
Mm-hmm. Loved how it was structured. Loved how it was done. I definitely highly recommend it. If we don't count Sinners, definitely best horror movie. If you do count Sinners, it's a 1-2, and it can flip-flop at any moment.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I can make a comment. So Sinners, it wasn't that horror of a film because I haven't seen it. I don't make plans to. I did hear Weapons was pretty crazy, though. But I have
it's bananas.
I'm not a horror genre fan, but I have heard some crazy things about the movie Weapons. I just can't see Sinners because that's way off for me, you know. I don't want to get into detail why because it's kind of embarrassing to share it.
All right, so with that, we'll press forward. So that's, again, Weapons is a movie that we both definitely recommend. So getting into the Avengers draft, we're going to get down into the rules and just like the setup of it. So with that, we're assembling, the goal is to assemble the best collection of Avengers that will defend Earth. So with that, we're going to have 7 total rounds. With that, usually we have 6, with 5 being normal and the wild card being 1 wild card. But since we only have 3 people instead of the usual 7, we are going to go with 2 wild card rounds. So it's going to be snake draft order if you are a fan of fantasy football or any fantasy sports league. So that means if you're picking first in round 1, you're going to be picking last in the second round. And if you pick last in round 1, you pick first in the second round. Because there's only 3 people, if you pick second, you're just going to pick second every time. All right. So each person will select 1 Avenger per round, with 5 on your main roster and 2 wild cards. Again, as I said, snake draft rules only for the first 5 rounds. Wild card, it's a free-for-all for certain rules. I don't think for this case we have it. But going into it, don't take forever to pick, or you'll get Squirrel Girl. I don't know if she was an Avenger or not, but you will get Squirrel Girl.
she was. She's a West Coast Avenger.
So, yes. Speed it along. All right. So, with that, have a minimum of 20 Avengers ready to go. Have to actually have been a member of the Avengers. So the Avengers, the New Avengers, the Mighty Avengers, West Coast Avengers, Avengers Unity Division, Secret Avengers, Savage Avengers, Young Avengers, but not the Champions, which is like a spinoff of the Avengers. So with that, also Dark Avengers do not count because they are villains posing as Avengers. And then anyone who was a traitor to the team does not count. Loki, Black Ant, etc. You know, there's some Hydra stuff going in with the Avengers as well. I was going to have another rule where it was like, hey, don't pick like copycat characters for your team. Like, don't pick all the spider people for your team. But I was like, hey, if you want to be ridiculous like that, just go for it. It's your team. If you want Earth to get clapped, knock yourself out.
So question, would that include, what do you say that? Would that include like Captain America? Because it's like there's 2-3 of them, you know?
Well, again, as I mentioned, I took that rule out just, you know, if you want to go full Captain America or full Iron People kind of things, not Chris. I'm not doing that, but
okay.
If you want to.
Sure. You.
All right. So with that, I will get any questions before we jump into it.
Mm-mm.
All right. So I am going to do the random order generator. As usual, I do this where everyone can see it so there are no shenanigans. Sometimes these get crazy. So with the first 5 rounds, we're going to have the order that we have now, and then when we get into the wild card, we are going to reorder it. All right, so we all see the names. I'm about to randomize it. Ooh, yes. Okay, I can work with that. So we have the order that is me first, Ron second, and then Meech third. Meech, you always know how to work from any position. That is a wild thing now that I said it, but
hey, yo!
Work.
I mean, I do, but
when you say it out loud, it sounds crazy. But we should be good. I'm just writing down the, well, the order of the round so I can keep track of them because someone has to. All right. So with that, with my first pick, I had to get someone that could, that is one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe, someone that could control and manipulate reality. I'm going with the Scarlet Witch.
Solid choice, solid choice.
I needed that as my first pick.
Yeah, if you want to get her, I would.
Thanks. Exactly. There were
she was one. I'm not too mad about that. Okay, so with my first pick, I have to be wise about this too, because there's certain characters I want, but I feel like I gotta go someone who's strong. So my first pick, I'm going with Thor.
That's a good pick. That is a good pick. All right, so Meech, you have back-to-back picks.
You darn right, and you done messed up by giving me double picks, because I'm about to take everybody's favorite. All right, you say you picked the strong Avenger. I picked the actual stronger Avenger. Give me Hulk.
He was on my list. He was definitely on my list, but I needed someone that could, like, just, like, control reality. So that's a good pick. All right, yeah.
Yeah, and then my second pick, I needed somebody who can actually help tame the Scarlet Witch. And this person technically they are an Avenger. They didn't betray the team, because once, like, the series was over, he just left. So technically he is still an Avenger, very technically. Give me Doctor Doom.
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a different character, but... Wait, is Dr. Doom, did he not betray them? What?
Nope. So in an issue of Savage Avengers, or the first iteration of the team, he was on it, and he was just part of the team, and then the series ended, and he never betrayed them.
That's what I was saying. There's a lot of spinoffs and alternate comics things. So with that, Ron, you have the next pick.
My next pick, I'm going with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
That is a good pick. All right. So I was thinking about this. So I have the last pick of the second round and the first pick of the third round. Ooh, okay. I can work with this. So I need someone that is Omega level, someone that can also be a leader and control the Scarlet, well, temper Scarlet Witch as well. I'm going with Storm.
She was one of them.
Dang.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Think y'all would go football.
There are a lot of people, man. All right, so for the first pick of the third round, see, I wanted to get Hulk in the second round, but I knew he was not getting out of the first round. Like, I knew somebody was going to get him in the first round. So I'm going to get someone that can at least level off with him, but can also just technically destroy the world. I'm going with the Sentry.
That was kind of on my list. Okay. With my next pick, when y'all both said be on a level of Scarlet Witch, there was one character who I was thinking of, and for whatever reason, I was surprised I didn't go with this character. So with that being said, I didn't consider him taking the next round, but I'm going to do this for my safety reason, because this character can maintain being on Scarlet Witch's level. Give me Doctor Strange.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yep, I know exactly who he picking. But nah, see, and y'all done messed up.
Now it's your turn.
Yep, now you done messed up, because again, I got double pick for my next pick. All right, we got some intelligence with Doom. We got some strength with Hulk. We need a little bit more magic, you know what I'm saying? Some true power, if you will. Some near unlimitless power, if you think about it. Give me Ghost Rider.
Dog, he was on my list.
I didn't even think about Ghost Rider.
Give me Ghost Rider piloting a Celestial. Y'all ain't ready.
He was on my list. I'm annoyed about that one. All right. Mm-hmm. So now you have the first pick of the fourth round.
Ah, yes. And then this next pick, we need some true leadership. But
oh, no.
I need some leadership with some power into it.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, this character, he not only has leadership, he got power, and he got intelligence. He all of it wrapped in one. Give me Blue Marvel.
Ooh, good pick, good pick, good pick. Ron, you are up.
Oh, man, it kind of scared me for a pick because I thought you were about to pick this one character. But when you said powers, I'm like, okay, it's not who I think it is.
Oh, no,
but
just who you picking?
Okay, yeah, you know who I'm picking. And this is going to be my next pick just in case y'all don't take him. But give me Captain America. My favorite Avenger.
Which version?
Oh, crap. I guess Steve Rogers because he's the best one. Yeah.
All right. So I have the last pick of the fourth round. I got to get the best Spider-Man currently who keeps getting buffs every day. I'm going with Miles Morales. I need levity on my team. I have a team of sickos, my friend.
See, I thought y'all gonna go with Spider-Man the first pick. That's why I left it.
No.
Why I'm like, I'll let y'all take
no. So I got Miles Morales, Spider-Man, as the last pick of the fourth. First pick of the fifth round. Ugh. I'm gonna do this to... I'm going to go with Agent Venom.
See, you'd have messed up.
I'm going to go with Agent Venom. So, Ron, you have the next pick.
Okay. All right, let's check it out. Okay, so my next pick, I got to go with my guy, Shang-Chi.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay, you have like a team that can throw hands. I'll give you that.
Okay. And Demetrius, you'd have messed up by picking Agent Venom because that was a much better pick right there. Give me Agent Anti-Venom.
Is it Agent? Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, the superior spider.
One that can't be on the list. I had to max it out. I thought about going with Venom because of Savage Avengers, but I was just like, every comic is always like, hey, a version of Agent Venom is always better than actual Venom. Right, so with that, I think that's that was the last pick of the round. Of the normal round, so now we're going to regenerate with that.
Okay.
And just as a recap to the listeners, I picked the Scarlet Witch, Storm, Sentry, Spider-Man, Miles Morales version, and then Agent Venom. Ron, you picked Black Panther, Thor, Doctor Strange, Captain America, and Shang-Chi. And then Meech, you picked Hulk, Doctor Doom, Ghost Rider, Blue Marvel, and Agent Anti-Venom. All right, so let's regenerate this list.
Dang. I mean, at least I'm going back to back, you know.
So Meech, me, and then Ron. All right, so that's what we're going to do for the two wild card rounds. Let's go.
Bam. So this is the wild card round. Anything goes.
Just about.
You can pick anybody. And we never specified this man's name in the rules. Give me the one above all.
Well, he was an Avenger?
Oh, nah. Oh, nah. He wasn't no Avenger. But we never specified we couldn't pick a non-Avenger.
Well, so are we...
That's what this is. You can't pick a non-Avenger for the wild card.
Then what's the purpose of a wild card round?
Honestly, because the rules didn't really change. It's just to kind of like switch up the order. But I mean, if you want to pick like someone that betrayed the team, sure.
Okay, okay, okay. So we can pick someone who's betrayed the team. We can
literally, God.
I was. It's like, see, this is why you need to specify the rules beforehand on what happens in a wild card round. So for this case, since y'all wanna cheese a bit, we gonna pick someone who has worked with the Avengers.
That's fair.
And someone who has worked with them in one very specific case, in a one very specific event. Give me Thanos.
I literally said this before we started recording. I was like, you're gonna pick Thanos. All right. For the listeners, do you want to explain that storyline?
This is none other than Secret Wars, in which, after everything went crazy, Thanos decided to work with the remaining superheroes to take down Doom, and he gets worked because of it.
Well, there, that's fair. All right, so in a similar vein, because I was doing my research and I was like, I'm not sure because I didn't read the storyline, so I was going to save it for the wild card. I'm going with Ultron. I had to do my research for it, but it did say he was an Avenger at some point.
Hmm.
So, as I'm going to do my research now to bring it back up, but Ron, you make your pick.
Okay, question. I'm kind of looking this up. Was Kang ever an Avenger, like, or associated with them? Besides an Avengers level threat.
Don't just pick villains because we picked villains.
Okay, because I'm like, you picked Thanos, you picked Ultron, and I know you got Dr. Doom, so I'm thinking I need to go with what. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Well, Avengers are the only ones I can pick, so this is what I'm gonna go with. Give me Namor as my next pick. And then my next pick, my next pick in the other round, surprisingly, this character has not been picked yet, and I'm very surprised. And he's got the intelligence, so I'm taking Iron Man.
Okay, yeah, we were definitely avoiding Iron Man.
Yep.
As you can see that. Because the only reason he got so much of a buff was because of the MCU.
Yep.
If we're being honest.
Literally all my characters can feel Iron Man's role. Well, two of my characters can feel Iron Man's role.
All right. Nice. So we got some kind of crazy omissions here. If I got Ultron, I'm not going to say it because Meech picks next, but let me go.
Wait, do I pick next?
Yeah, you have the last pick of the wild cards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I sure do.
And I didn't want to see mine. I know you're not going to pick this character, but I'm tempted to pick Wolverine, but he can get maxed out easily. He's just a fan favorite. Jeez. Give me Moondragon. I'll take Moondragon.
Okay. A little Moondragon action.
There are two characters that kind of are the same of what I've already picked, so I didn't want to redo it. All right. You have the last pick.
Oh, yeah, you sure right, I do. And I need to just double check on this one character since I'm seeing y'all's, I'm seeing what y'all about to do. So I just need to double check and make sure he was affiliated with them. Mm-hmm. Dang it, he was not affiliated with them. All right, well, that changed my pick a little bit, but you know what? Hey, it's just fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Wiz is a wild card. You know, we doing the very most, the very best. You know what I'm saying? And with that, right? You said Ultron, right?
Yes.
That's crazy. Because you know, there's another character who can actually outdo Ultron in like a few points. Actually, there's two who I could have picked, but I'm just leaving it alone. I'm not going to pick him twice in two separate drafts, all right? But I'm going to choose. No, it's scoring. I'm doing it. Give me Magneto.
Yo, he wasn't even a thought. I should have had him on.
Give me Magneto.
He was an Avenger at one point?
Yes, he was.
See, this is why I didn't pick, whatchamacallit, Wolverine.
Give me Magneto.
Okay, so Ultron was a part of the West Coast Avengers.
Dang.
In one of the later issues, let me see. West Coast Avengers, volume number 4.
Wow. Okay. Did not know ball. All right.
So, yeah, that's why I was like, I really need to save this for the wild card.
Yeah, because that is a wild, wild card pick.
I think it was a new creation. So, with that, let's recap again. All right. Well, actually, we can all... Now that we all have our teams, we can break it down. So with having the first pick, I'll just go through my picks and then why I picked each character. So with the first pick, Scarlet Witch, I think she would have been like first for almost all of us. She's just that powerful. It's so funny because when I was doing my research for this, I was looking to see if Franklin Richards was ever an Avenger. Because he was going to be my first
pick. Oh, nah. If he was, I was going to pick him first.
So So I had to get something similar with Scarlet Witch to Storm. Again, Omega level mutant. She's been a leader of the X-Men. I think in the current run of the X-Men, she's the leader, at least in one of them. She's been a member of the Avengers. Obviously, she can control the weather. Super powerful. I don't even think, like, in the movies, they've, like, touched how powerful she actually is. Next, Sentry. He was my Hulk replacement. With that, I was definitely...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Definitely wanted to get the Hulk, but I knew that he would not be in this, available in the second round just because of how powerful he is. I mean, Meech, we literally talked about him yesterday, just like all his feats and what he's done with that. So Sentry, he's unstable, but if we can get him focused for like 5 minutes, we should be good. Next, Miles Morales, that Spider-Man. I was tempted to go with Peter, but Miles Morales just has like so many power buffs currently. And then in his current run of the, you know, the comics, he's been getting more and more. So I really wanted to go with him as like kind of like young, bring people together. We need that team chemistry. Next, Agent Venom. Had to get a Venom character in there with that. So again, I really love it. The whole symbiote saga, different things that Flash Thompson has been able to do in his run. So wanted to give that love. Ultron. That one was the tricky one, but obviously I know you got Magneto, but if I can go synthetic with Ultron, we should be fine with that. But obviously we've seen how powerful he is in the What If and the actual movie. He's had his own like comic runs, so just giving him that love there. And then Moondragon, I wanted, again, another powerful character to switch it up. With that, I'll save who kind of I was thinking of until after everyone else goes. So, Ron, you went second, so kind of like talk through your lineup.
Yeah, so I picked Thor because I was, before we jumped on, I wanted to pick Captain America first because, you know, he's my favorite Avenger. I just really enjoy his character and just what he brought. But I knew I had to be very wise in my first pick, so that's why I went with Thor, because I knew Thor was going to get taken immediately. So that's why I picked Thor first. I picked Black Panther second because, you know, Black Panther, again, one of my favorites, you know. There's other reasons, but I grew up with Black Panther. Doctor Strange, he wasn't a thought, but then when y'all mentioned about controlling the Scarlet Witch, I'm like, okay. And I literally thought y'all about to take him. That's what I thought. So I'm like, okay, I need to get another strong character who can maintain her in his own ways. And
you see, the thing with Doctor Strange, it's mostly a comic thing. He has a lot of nerfs on him where it's like, I can't get involved because of X. I can't get involved because of Y. That's why I didn't want to pick him.
Okay. My next one, Captain America. I needed some leadership, and he's my favorite Avenger, so I had to go with him next. Shang-Chi, you know, that's my guy. You know, he has some time. He has time now. Time has passed since he's got the Ten Rings, so I'm pretty sure he's mastered a lot of the skills since then. Namor, he's a mutant. Yeah. From what I've saw in Wakanda Forever, he was pretty powerful. And then Iron Man, you know, the intelligence and, you know, different ways able to deal with nanotechnology with his suits. Those are my picks.
All right, Meech.
All right, let's go ahead and run them down one by one. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my team, pure power, pure excellence, pure greatness. All right. Number one, Hulk, obvious. Strong as Avenger, immortal, you know, he out here fighting demons. He fighting devils. I mean, come on, man. It's Hulk. He ran roughshod on the entire Marvel Universe in World War Hulk. Come on now.
Yeah.
And Worldbreaker is still a thing. So he can definitely give people the clapping. Number two, Dr. Doom. As I said, this was a wild pick, but it's official. And there was also another version of the Avengers I completely forgot about. But
this version of the Avengers worked with Magneto. And again, like, he's great with leadership. He has the, like, he has the magic. He has the intelligence. He has the resources. He's basically what happens if Tony Stark just decided to go off a deep end a bit and decide to get some magic in there. Then number three, Ghost Rider. It's Ghost Rider. Again, we dealing with more magic elements. I have the magic element on lock and key, because whatever Strange can't deal with, Ghost Rider 100% can.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Ghost Rider can actually pilot a Celestial and possess a Celestial, one of the top pillars of the Marvel Universe? Oh, nah. We buffing out here. Number four, Blue Marvel. Now, this is a pick that not many people know about. Not people know ball on. My boy,
I was going to say, I don't know him.
Yeah, my boy Adam Brashear, he's basically like, his story is like, he was a Captain America replacement, like back in the, I think it was the JFK era. Yeah. In the JFK era, he got a superpowered version of the Super Soldier Serum that basically basically puts him on par with the Sentry in terms of abilities. And he's hyper intelligent. He has very slow aging because, again, he's been around since JFK and he's still young, young-ish. And that's it, hyper intelligent. So, again, that's another hyper intelligent. He has leadership capabilities. He's traveled around the multiverse with Galactus just because he could. So, yeah, Blue Marvel definitely was in. Number five, Agent Anti-Venom. We needed a soldier. And you picked Agent Venom when I'm like, bro, you had a better pick right there. All the abilities of Agent Venom, none of the weaknesses. And he could even cure people of diseases. He's actually high key. He's the healer of the team. He is the healer of the team. He's the strategist of the team. He helps make sure everybody else stay alive while also sniping people and turning into a giant dragon. Turn into a giant dragon and running roughshod. Number six, Thanos. Again, do I need to say more? It's Thanos, the great tyrant. There's only one person who actually outright killed him in the Marvel comics, and he's on my list. Now, would this potentially cause some strife later? Yeah. But again, the person who killed him is on my list, so he gets handled. And don't even think about giving him the Infinity Gauntlet, because it's wrapped. It's wrapped for whoever's threatening. And then finally, my boy Magneto. Magnegro, come on. He my dog. We got the mutant representation on the team. Affirmative action, if you will. He a real one. You know exactly what he can do. Any metal-based antagonist, they cooked. So, yeah, I pretty much have, like, almost every single element of the Marvel Universe on lock. If you want to say, like, oh, what about the alien / cosmic thing? That's what Thanos is for. That's what Doom is for. That's what Hulk is for. So, I pretty much tackled every single aspect. If you want to go street level, I got a street level character for it, and et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. I had to cover street level to highest, like to the fight to the max. So talking about people that we had on our list but left off, for me, a few people, Captain Marvel. Once I had Sentry, I was like, I don't really want to go with Captain Marvel just because it's comparable. Nova, I know Nova is one of the more powerful comic characters. I'm just not sure how powerful is the thing. And then Vision and Ultron is redundant for that. So I didn't want to go with both in that situation. Red Hulk, again, I have Sentry, so someone to fight out. Wolverine, as much as we love Wolverine, we have to stop pretending he's one of the more powerful characters in all of Marvel.
Yeah.
Nope. I think that's propaganda. Mish, you can probably agree to it.
100%.
So with that, another one was Hyperion. But again, I'm not too familiar with it. And then the last one was Moon Knight. And the only reason I put him on my list was because there's one alternate comic thing where Khonshu gives him more power and he can like actually like be in charge of the MCU. But I couldn't go with Moon Knight. So, all right. Any other people y'all had on your list that y'all had to leave off?
So I should have went back and thought about getting Captain Marvel, but like she's not very a very likable character, but she's a very strong character. And if we had one more round, I definitely would have picked her next because, you know, I gotta get my team strong. But you know, it is what it is. I still like my team. But you know, she could have been somewhere I could have picked. I did thought about picking Logan was one of them. I did thought about picking Johnny Storm. I don't know why. I feel like he would be a good fit for my team. That's just me.
Yeah, your team doesn't have a lot of personality outside of Iron Man.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then for me, right, I had a few people off the list. As you mentioned, Venom was one. But I'm like, hey, I got Agent Anti-Venom. You cooked. I also had Wolverine on the list, but again, it's just like, but I only wanted to do it because like there was a theme, I had a theme going on, mm-hmm. and like I was actually on track for said theme, but then I thought about it, I was like, nah. And there's actually another character named Weapon H, who's literally just a Hulk with Wolverine claws.
Ooh.
So like if I did not get Hulk, I was gonna go Weapon H. And that would have fulfilled both my Wolverine and my Hulk quota. But fortunately, I got Big Hulk, so y'all cooked. So I didn't need her, need him. Captain Marvel, same deal with your explanation. Vision, again, like, it was between Magneto and Vision. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. We getting our big head mutant in charge. Had Hyperion as well. I actually had Blade on my list, too.
Ooh.
Because... with the way, like, he was bucked for the Blood Hunt event and, like, how crazy he gotten, I'm like, he might be a contender, but thinking more about it, I was like, nah. And then finally, you said you also had Spider-Man on your list. I had a Spider-Man on my list. The superior Spider-Man.
Oh. It's funny because that one was, like, one of the infiltrators. So, yeah.
I mean, by technicality, but he never really betrayed the team. He just was a... He was just
very technicality.
He was a huge technicality. He was a dude, and he might have just been my wild card pick. I'm not even gonna lie. But again, I have Agent Anti-Venom, and I already had Blue Marvel and Doctor Doom for intelligence, so he wasn't needed at all.
I was also tempted to kind of go with Carnage, but I was like, well, like the new Carnage, but I was like, I don't know too. I'm not too familiar, and then also. They're not working in unison together, the new Carnage. So.
I was about to say, do you want your team to die?
I know. So with that, I think we're in a good place. We're all happy with our teams. I don't have a team name. If y'all have one on the fly, y'all can come up with it. But before that, we're going to transition into the what time.
Oh, yeah. But before we say that, my team name is the Superior Avengers.
Without Superior Spider-Man.
Actually, yeah, you're right. No, screw it. They are the ultimate Avengers.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nice. Ron, do you have one?
I thought about going with OP Avengers, but I'm like, not all these characters are OP besides Thor and Doctor Strange and Shang-Chi. Maybe the classic of Avengers, because, you know, I got Cap, Thor, Iron Man, you know. So probably that'll be the reason, because that was the big three during that time. So maybe classic Avengers.
All right. So with that, since I have my first two picks were mutants and Storm shall be the undisputed leader of this team, I'll go Omega Avengers.
Omega Avengers.
All right. So let's get into the what's hot.
Right, so this is the What Hot segment, you know, the segment where we figure out, like, hey, what's good in media, what's good in the news, what's something to be excited about. Hey, Ron, did you have anything?
I got two. So as far as anime side, I got one. So I don't think it was mentioned on the podcast here, but Sakamoto Days, it's an anime series on Netflix. Most of y'all know about it. Mm-hmm. If y'all haven't seen it, check this out, because this is intense. Like, it's basically about a hitman, well, named Sakamoto. I can't remember his first name, but I know his last name is Sakamoto. He was a hitman in his prime, and then he fell in love with someone, and they have their own shop, and his wife doesn't want to do any hitman stuff, and then someone tries to kill him, and then he kind of offers them to work at their convenience shop, and then he later on goes back to doing his hitman jobs. And man, this guy is like, yeah, he's an intense character, you know, like, he's someone you don't want to be messing around with. So give that a shot if y'all can. It's pretty fun. And then gaming wise, Ghost of Yotai, it's coming out October 2nd or 3rd. It is the sequel to Ghost of Tsushima. Looking forward to that one. I already pre-ordered, so I don't think I'll take the day off for that game, unlike GTA 6 when that comes out.
If it comes out.
You gotta take a week off for that.
No, this is a day. But yeah, I'm still gonna get it probably sometime after work, you know. I'll just go to GameStop and get it, and yeah, just enjoy it from there. But that's all I got. All
right, Meech, what you got?
All right, so we're just going to speed round through this. As you know, in the anime sphere, the Demon Slayer Infinity Castle movie drops in the U.S. on September 12th in theaters. That'll be required viewing. September 19th is when the Chainsaw Man movie drops in Japan. So expect that to come out in, like, November.
November.
We got One Piece that's still out here. Rising of the Shield Hero Season 4 still ongoing. My Hero Academia comes back in October, for hopefully the final season and not final part one.
It has to be the final season,
yeah,
right? Yeah. I'm hoping.
See, I think that. And then, they gonna split it up. Like, they will split it up at the most random part. I'm not gonna lie to you. Kaiju number 8 out here still doing its thing.
Yes, sir.
Anodon season 2 still out here. Out here doing this thing. One Punch Man season 3 drops October. Spy Family season 3 drops in October. So we cooking in October.
I was gonna say that.
Yep. So we cooking in there. Dr. Stone out here. Gachioka is actually kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really good. And unfortunately, they're doing the season 2 for Ninja Kamui.
No, they're doing the season 2 and 3.
Bruh. Well,
I don't know how.
Well, I'm upset. So,
Toonami said we need content.
Yep. You could literally just put on whatever, but you chose that. You know what? It's not all right. But also, the new Avatar series will be dropping soon, which, very excellent premise. Again, cements Korra as the worst Avatar. We here for it. And now into the comic book spheres. Of course, Ultimate Spider-Man. We got Ultimate Venom now in its pure majesty. And speaking of Venom, all new Venom dropped. People in the streets are rejoicing. I'm rejoicing for various reasons. Let's just say I'll be dancing in the night. And I'm just waiting for that symbiote to get off of MJ. please, I just need it off of her. But also, again, Noel will be coming back.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, hopefully Noel said everything right. Noel said everything right, as he always does. But yeah, now movies and TV. You got Alien Earth dropping August 12th. We will be watching.
So it'll be out as, like, the day before this releases. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And then Predator Badlands, we dropping in November. Shrek 5 dropping in 2026. We also got Conjuring Last Rites drops September. Him drops in September, which I will be there for, because we need more Jordan Peele.
Indeed.
He's basically our stand-in for the Boondocks right now. He's basically our stand-in right now, and that's kind of crazy. Black Phone 2 drops in October. So does Mortal Kombat 2. And then we also have Five Nights at Freddy's 2 dropping in December. I will be there. I will be there. I need to know. I need all the juicy lore. We also got, you know, Eyes of Wakanda. You know, we also have It, Welcome to Derry, and dropped. We got King of the Hill is finally back. King of the Hill is finally back, y'all. After so many years, I have to watch. I have to be there. I will be watching later today. But also, in case you guys are unaware, Hulu will fully be integrated into Disney Plus. So Hulu as its own service will go down, and instead you're basically watching it through Disney Plus now, which ever since they started kind of doing that anyways, like started putting Hulu stuff on Disney Plus, I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen. But hey, I'm still going to watch regardless. As long as I still have King of the Hill, Alien Earth, and all of that, I'll be fine. Stranger Things drops soon. Part one. I don't care. It's like I'm still not caring
anymore. Well, it's the final three parts of the final.
Hey, season. I'm gonna be there day one for that, man. I think part two, which is, you know, I know it comes out Christmas, but like just in case, I took the next day off just so I can finish whatever is left.
So they clearly don't want us spending time with our families during the holidays. So
absolutely not. Or you just sacrifice your sleep. Speaking of sleep, Silent Hill F drops in September, which I ain't sleeping for that. You know what I'm saying? I will complete that game in one sitting. I will take off work. Some people may not see me for a while. I may come out of it looking different, but it's all right. Borderlands 4 then dropped. Gears of War Reloaded will be dropping in August 26th. Dying Light the Beast dropping August 22nd. Madden 26 dropping August 14th. I'm cooking. We cooking. As you mentioned, go see your tape. Pokemon Legends ZA drops October 16th. GTA 6 drops theoretically next year. Keyword being theoretical. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, so just speed running this with movies. We have the Naked Gun movie, which is hilarious. We have Weapons, as we talked about. Another video game that just, I believe, recently came out, Mafia, The Old Country. So that just dropped Wednesday on Netflix, came out last week as of this recording. Then there was a trailer, a new Spike Lee joint that has Denzel as the lead character called Highest to Lowest. So that's going to be interesting. I think it drops this year, but it's like an Apple backed product. And then just with quickly with anime, Call of the Night, My Dress Up Darling, both of those in their season twos. And then just quickly, oh yeah, and then one more TV show, Twisted Metal, which is something that I really enjoy watching. Quickly with that news, Demon Slayer, I don't think it's officially announced, but there are a lot of rumors surrounding that the final movie of the trilogy is coming out in 2029, the second movie in 2027, and then obviously the movie that we're about to see now is part one of the Infinity Castle. So we have 4 years to wait till the final one. I'm not waiting 4 years. I will be reading the manga after this movie. So, but I just think one of... So with that, again, next week, we're going to touch on the Death Battle series and hear Meech's thoughts on that. But we're going to get into our plugs and get up out of here.
All right, so for our Instagram, X-Floating on his Twitter and Threads, we're on a BlurCity22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on all notifications. We also have our Discord linked in our Instagram page. For our YouTube and Patreon, BlurCity Pod, if you donate some extra cheddar, you get access to exclusive episodes that will be uploaded soon. We also have our email address, BlurCity22@gmail.com. If you want to donate some extra, if you want to like send episode suggestions, your draft for the Avengers, not using any of our picks. If you want to... you know, send hate mail, you can go ahead and do that. Be sent to the spam mail, never see the light of day. Finally, I am the Jedi Bono Mustafar on Instagram and TikTok. I only got TikTok left. What y'all got?
Ron?
If y'all want to follow me on, if you want to play some games with me, I do have PlayStation. You can follow me at, let's see... I'll just send it out because I can't think of it. It's Naronto, Na-Ron-2, Ryan-TO1995. That's my gamer tag. I usually play 2K, Spartan Zero. I'm still waiting on DLC 3. That's about it.
All right, from my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_dash. That is Mitri_DASH. From my X/Twitter, that is @TheMadness-16. If you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kindle. All right, so as usual, we'll leave you some words of encouragement from our guests. Ron, do you have anything for the people?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, lovely. So, as we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blair City Podcast.
See you later, you plebeians.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.